You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back on Get Up. Before we start a new hour, this from Shannon Sharp confused me.
Is he a significant upgrade to what the Steelers had last year? Yes or no?
Hold on. Bologna is an upgrade over potted meat. I don't want either one of them, though.
Someone tell me what powdered meat is. I don't know what that is. What
potted
is
meat, Greeny. Potted meat, not powdered. It's potted. P-O-T-T-E-D. Yeah. Potted.
So that threw me yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you.
So, Greeny, it's amongst the other things that people with lower salaries eat, right? It's
I'm lower salary. Yeah, I've never heard of any of it.
It's like spams, like sardines.
Sardines?
Potted meat. Yeah, stuff like that. Like sardines
like
would be
Vienna sausage.
That would be more like Vienna sausage.
Okay,
it's
we
like
don't.
Vienna sausage.
I've never heard potted
meat. And it's also like a very down south thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
you
from
don't
the
say
south.
That up here.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I had never heard it before.
Imagine Greeny eating a Vienna sausage.
Like, he would never eat a
Vienna. He would never.
Sausage.
Absolutely not.
He
couldn't find it in the grocery store.
He couldn't even deal with like the Vienna sausage water that's sort of in the bowl, like in the can. That would be a problem for you. You're just too bougie to just sort of embrace that sort of life.
Oh, it sounds delicious. With that, we remind you that we are live from the Seaport. We're brought to you by Chase. We got Madam Secretary. We got Senator Clark. President Riddick is ready to go. I'll find myself a spot in the cabinet. We'll get to all of that as we continue. But we begin with free agency, which officially begins at 4 o'clock Eastern today. But if you haven't been paying attention, you've missed a lot, okay? The quarterback domino fell. It was Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles. No more Minnesota. He goes to Atlanta, $100 million guaranteed. Saquon Barkley tried to get paid by the Giants for years. No go. He's off to their rival. 3 years, $37 million, 26 guaranteed with the Eagles. And then yesterday, the final big-name running back signed, and it was a huge one, literally and figuratively. Derrick Henry joining up with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, 2 years, $16 million. He's going to be 30 this year, but he's been so good. He's had six consecutive seasons with 10 rushing touchdowns. 1,000 yards in five of the last 6 years. One of them was a 2,000-yard season. The only year in which he didn't run for 1,000 yards was a year in which he got injured, missed half the year, and still finished in the top 10 in rushing in the NFL. So I understand that two things. I understand that we have devalued the significance of a running back, and I understand that the Ravens already ran the ball well. But I'm going to use an overused expression. To me, RC, Derrick Henry is one of one. I haven't seen anybody like him since Earl Campbell, and I think he makes a huge difference even on a Ravens team that was as good as they were.
Derrick Henry still has a ton left in the tank. Derrick Henry is still a physical specimen and marvel at the position. Derrick Henry is only going to distinctly improve the Super Bowl chances of the Baltimore Ravens on Madden.
Yeah, on Madden?
That's it.
What do you mean on Madden?
If you play Madden career mode or however you play Madden and Derrick Henry is playing running back for the Ravens, you can probably go win the Super Bowl on there because you can run the football on 3rd and 8 and actually get a first down. Because you can do things with Derrick Henry that you can't do in real life football games. And he's only being added to what was already the number one rushing offense in the entire NFL. A team that you were scared to line up with seven in the box already. That's not going to change with Derrick Henry. What needs to change, even though Derrick Henry is there, is being able to pass the football efficiently and proficiently in the playoffs when Patrick Mahomes and the defense of Steve Spagnuolo are on the other side of the field. What needs to change is finding ways to make those critical plays in the most important situational football moments, which the Baltimore Ravens have not been able to do thus far under Lamar Jackson. Is it great to have Derrick Henry? On paper, are we going to be wowed by the physicality that is in the backfield when Lamar Jackson is in the shotgun and when Derrick Henry is standing to his right or his left? Absolutely. Does that increase their chances to win the Super Bowl? Absolutely not.
Wow.
They could always run the ball. They're going to be able to run the ball this year. Does that mean they're better than the Kansas City Chiefs? We don't know until they play in the playoffs.
Spoken like a true Steeler.
A Steeler, is that what it is?
What a wet blanket he is, right?
Is that what you're hearing here? Is this a Steeler unwilling to give the Ravens credit?
He's got a towel in his pocket. It
what do you think of it, Madam Secretary?
Madam Secretary loves it. Now, to be fair to RC, this does not guarantee them that they win the Super Bowl, but I know that it's going to wear down the Browns' defense, the Steelers' defense, the Bengals' defense, knowing that you have to line up and stop this man. In addition to, we also have to make sure Lamar doesn't go crazy on us as well. Now, hopefully they improve the passing game, get somebody else besides Zay Flowers, and I need Zay Flowers to contribute a little bit more. But this is a great move. The Ravens are all, they're at least making moves that suggest they understand their time is now, and they're all in.
Lewis, help me here. I mean, this is a Ravens team. Yeah. Sometimes I think we forget about the season they just had. We let one bad half rewrite their entire season. Yep. They played a terrible first half against Kansas City at home in the AFC Championship game, and it's like none of the rest of it happens. Zay Flowers fumbles on the half a yard line. Although they're going to win that game like 9 million different ways.
But they did not.
And now they added Derrick Henry. I get it. But the other side has Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead, Lewis.
I think this is the differentiator with Derrick. Not only is he the profile, the power back, right, that we've all said, Dallas could use this kind of guy. Here's the differentiator. This is why they missed Keaton Mitchell so much when he got hurt. Derrick not only is the guy who will wear you down because of his sheer size, you can keep Derrick contained for three quarters of the game. Okay, and you can be like, hey, look, we're going to stack the box, and we're putting them hats on him, we're hitting him. Hey, we could flip him on his head a couple times. But here's the thing. That one time you don't get him, he can take it 80. He can take it 90 on you. And see, that's where he's different. That's where Keaton Mitchell's different. That's where, like in the NFL, every coach wants those guys who they go like this. They can shut us down for three quarters, but we have guys who can take an 80 and flip the game and win the game. It's that simple, right? And maybe he doesn't, maybe they don't run the football for the same amount of yardage. Maybe he doesn't average the same yards per carry. But he can go the distance, and that's why they want him. That's why.
I'm sorry. Lewis is making so much sense right now. But that image of Josh Norman getting
We have two safeties on the show. Let's stop arguing about Derrick Henry for a minute. Just tell me, Ryan Clark, as a safety. Show that one again, Cindy. Just give me the Josh Norman play one more time. As you watch this, what emotions go through you?
None. Like, that's what Derrick Henry's supposed to do. Like, everybody gets brave when they get back there by us. Like, that's what happens. Like, no Casey Hampton. Like, there's no Fred Warner right there. There's no Roquan Smith
Lewis. Of course he's brave. He's 6'10". 477 pounds, and he runs 4.3. Of course, when he gets back there, he's going to stick out the long arm of the damn law. I would do it, too, if I could physically impose my will upon smaller people. It just so happens they don't let me play Pop Warner anymore. On a serious note, here's the thing I think Derrick Henry helps. Now Lamar Jackson, you don't have to be the best third down runner that we have. Now, Todd Monken, when I do get to the playoffs, I may remember I have another future Hall of Famer on my offense in the backfield that I could give the football to.
Yeah.
He is now going to be a part of an arsenal of running backs. We can't expect the 2,000. We can't expect the 1,500. But if he can do little things to take something off of Lamar Jackson's shoulders so he can focus on playing the quarterback position a little differently in the playoffs, as it seems he wanted to, I think that's a big place for Derrick Henry.
Right, let me get to the team that didn't sign him. Hold on, Lewis, because I just want to get this in here, because if you just go on Twitter, all anyone is talking about is the team that has done nothing. Derrick Henry did not sign with the Cowboys, and he has that in common with everyone else on planet Earth. They've done nothing so far, and their former receiver Dez Bryant is noticing. He said, get ready to take the blame, Dak, because I really don't see no help coming your way unless a miracle happens. Everybody in the NFC East got better during free agency, but the Cowboys, the draft will not be enough. Is he right, Lewis? Are the Cowboys falling behind the rest of the NFC contenders this week?
Yeah, right now, yeah, they are. They are behind. But it's, look, there's still more time to go. Would you have liked to have seen Derrick Henry on this roster? Yeah, and like I said, it's because of the explosive component that he brings in that big body. He can score touchdowns from anywhere on the field. And now they're going, look, Dez Bryant, us, we're all sitting there going, well, where the hell is that going to come from? Where is it going to come from? Are there still people out there that can help you get that done? Yeah. Is it in the draft? Yeah. People aren't comfortable with the draft. You know why? Because people haven't seen those kids play in college, in the NFL yet. We've seen Derrick Henry play in the NFL. We've seen Tony Pollard playing in the NFL. But I'm telling you, there's some young cats coming up. Look, I'm going to mention Trey Benson's name again from Florida State. This is the kind of guy, if you're not going to get Derrick Henry, you better get somebody like this. You better get a 220-pound-plus dude who can catch the ball out of the backfield and who can take it 80 for you, who can take some of that pressure off of Dak, because if you don't do it then, now we really coming for you. Now we're really going to say, hey, man, what does all-in mean? What does all-in really mean? Because, look, we know this. As much as we love Dak, everybody loves Dak's story. Everybody loves regular season Dak. Everybody loves this, what he has shown on tape. He ain't going to get it done by himself. He needs the help. And if you don't give it to him, Dez is right. We're going to start blaming Dak again, talking about, see, this is why you shouldn't pay him the way you pay him. They better get him some help. There is time. There is time, but you better not mess it up.
I'm going to say, I didn't love their approach in the first hour. I'm sort of starting to love the Dallas Cowboys approach.
Why?
So, Jerry, think about this.
In an hour?
Think about this, though, guys. Every offseason, what happens? The Dallas Cowboys go out and they grab a Brandon Cooks or they grab this guy.
Stephon Gilmore.
Right? And what do we do? Oh, my goodness. The Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl. And then we have all of these expectations and everybody's let down. You know how you cannot be disappointed?
Don't
build no expectations.
Don't do a thing.
So now that we aren't going out and get anyone, nobody's going to talk about us winning. Now that we aren't making any moves, everyone is going to correctly assess our suck. They're going to know going into the season, they ain't winning the Super Bowl.
Are they going to suck?
So guess what, Greedy?
Are the Cowboys going to suck?
If the Cowboys don't get a linebacker, if the Cowboys don't retool the back of their secondary or the middle of their secondary, talking about the safety position where you have Malik Hooker, you have Donovan Wilson, if they don't find a way to get someone outside of CeeDee Lamb to help Dak Prescott when we're talking about skilled players at the wide receiver positions, yes. The Dallas Cowboys are not going to be a factor in the NFC. There are things that they are going to have to address going forward, and if those things do not change, this team is going to be in the bottom half of the NFC East.
I wish we would stop talking about the Cowboys.
Why?
Because if we just looked at what they did on the field, we'd say, okay, that's enough of that. We literally expect them to do better than how they perform, and then they don't. So we thought Jerry Jones saying, oh, we're all in. This is our time. We're going to go all in. And right now we're already like, they haven't done a thing. They haven't done a thing. And so I just wish we would stop talking about the Cowboys. I wish we'd stop talking about them and that they would surprise us by winning the Super Bowl just so it could all be over. But I know that is not going to happen. So it is what it is. This team has a lot of roster holes. They only have one running back under contract who's Deuce Vaughn. They need to improve the rushing game. They need to improve the defense up the middle. They have a lot of things that they need to do. Will they do it? I don't know. It's a little too soon to push the panic button. We really should be talking about other teams.
All they've done is lost people.
Right.
That's it. I'm talking about from defensive coordinator to offensive lineman to rushers. All they've done is lost people, and they haven't added any pieces. How is that a recipe for success anywhere, Lou?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Look, that's why every time the conversation comes up about does Dallas have a culture problem, no, they don't have a culture problem. They have a personnel problem.
Yes.
That's what they've got, okay? And we've talked about the linebacker position. We've talked about the interior of the defense up front, the defensive tackle position. Look, this is far beyond getting, you know, the running back position. They have a lot of issues. There's time. There's time to correct them, but they better get them corrected. Otherwise, we're going to circle back to this over and over.
Their three best players are going to want to be the highest paid at their position. That's CeeDee Lamb, that's Dak Prescott, that's Micah Parsons. All of that is coming down the pipeline as well.
Exactly. And right now they got almost $60 million cap hit sitting there with Dak, and he's got all the leverage. And their biggest problem, actually, is that in their division, their arch rival is getting better. Sal Palantonio is going to weigh in on just how Saquon can help Hurts in more ways than one. We'll talk about the pressure in Philly. Plus, the time is ticking in Chicago. Justin Fields and the Bears running out of options. Is there an alternative they need to consider whether they want to or not? We'll talk about it next.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're back on Get Up. Next up, Philadelphia, the new home of prize free agent running back Saquon Barkley. The Eagles rushed for 319 fewer yards last season than they did in their Super Bowl year the year before. They lost 6 of their last 7 games, including that playoff debacle against Tampa. So despite the Saquon signing, and despite the Cowboys not making any moves, Philly still sits behind Dallas in odds to win the NFC East at ESPN Bet. Sal Palantonio, who knows the situation better than anybody, was on McAfee saying this Saquon move will only add to the pressure on the coach.
I think Philly is, they're still behind Nick Sirianni, but I'll say it, Nick Sirianni's on the clock. Every head coach in the NFL is on the clock, but Nick Sirianni certainly is. Losing 2 of the core 4, Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce. It's time for Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni to step into the leadership breach left by those 2 guys leaving. That's why you bring in Saquon Barkley. You bring in a little bit of that veteran leadership. He's going to help out Jalen Hurts in that aspect as well as the offense.
I am a huge Saquon Barkley fan, a huge believer. I thought this was an enormous and impactful move for that Eagles offense that did not run the ball well, nearly as well last year. Jalen Hurts did not look nearly as good last year. How much of a difference does Saquon Barkley make quickly, RC?
I think Saquon makes a huge difference in what Sal is talking about in the leadership role. We've seen Miles Sanders succeed. We saw DeAndre Swift have a good year when Brian Johnson put the football in his hands. It's going to be about what Saquon Barkley can bring from his experience, from his leadership, and the way that he connects with people in the locker room, and also the confidence that he gives you with that sort of talent at the position, but he needs to be used in the correct manner. I think Saquon Barkley becoming a part of this team is only to add to the star power of the offense, but don't forget about Howie Roseman's moves to get Bryce Huff and CJ Gardner-Johnson defensively, because those were huge as well.
So, Kmart, how about the pressure that Sal is talking about?
Oh, gosh, 1,000%, because Nick Sirianni could not stop his team from free-falling the last 2 months of the season, and then when the season was over, he couldn't explain why it happened, or he couldn't talk to how he plans to not let that happen again. The Eagles are a team that was just in the Super Bowl and they completely fell off a cliff. So I think Sal is right. Adding Saquon at that price tag, another big name, is a lot of pressure. But even without Saquon, people in Philly, they were getting frustrated with Nick Sirianni not having any answers, and now we're going to see if he does this season.
Well, look, they make the changes at coordinators and all that kind of stuff, and no one knows that market and that situation better than you do, Lewis. I mean, how would you describe the expectations and the pressure that come with them in Philly?
Rennie, I think that's it right there. That's where really the pressure lies, the coordinators, the new guys. It's going to be about Kellen Moore getting Jalen Hurts back on track, getting Saquon Barkley involved, making sure A.J. Brown doesn't go a month without scoring a touchdown to where all of a sudden now he's getting ticked off. Make sure Devontae Smith continues to be the Robin to A.J. Brown's Batman and that those two are working in conjunction with one another. Making sure this offensive line, now that Jason's not going to be there, is still in sync, still in unison, still the best run-blocking offensive line in all of football. That all falls on Kellen Moore. And then on the defensive side, look, Ryan talked about Bryce Huff. Look, their defensive linemen were like supposedly up on the block as far as being trade candidates when you're talking about Hassan Reddick and Josh Sweat. Mm-hmm. So those guys need to play better. Now, who does that fall on? They also have a new defensive coordinator in Vic Fangio. Yep. So those two guys in particular, just like last year's coordinators were on the hot seat, they're on the hot seat too. And if Nick Sirianni actually picked those guys, then look, of that right there to me is where it all starts. That's where it all starts, even before we get to the locker room.
So that's a whole other level of issue there, and the proof will be in the pudding, I suppose, when we get there. The only thing I'll say about that other part is this. Two things. One, I'm a Jalen Hurts believer. No one is ever going to convince me he was healthy last year.
Right.
I don't think he talked about it much. I think his knee was a problem all year long, so hopefully he'll be healthy. Two, am I overstating it when I say I believe Saquon Barkley can have a McCaffrey-esque impact on an offense? I think he has been that level of player on a terrible team throughout his entire career.
I don't think you're overstating that, and that's what they're expecting Saquon Barkley to come in and do, because in what is a depressed market for running backs, Saquon Barkley got $26 million guaranteed at signing. That's letting them know how important you are to this offense, but it's also going to be about the way you utilize him. It's going to be about the way you put the football in his hands. We saw DeAndre Swift have big games behind this offensive line last year. Now, how do you put Saquon Barkley in those positions to have one-on-ones in the open field? This dude was contacted behind the line of scrimmage the second most in the entire NFL last year. Mm-hmm. We've seen him when he has space. You talked about hitting the home run, Lou. Saquon Barkley can hit the home run. Now, you add that to what Devontae and AJ can do on the outside and a healthy Jalen, you expect this offense to be much
better. Yeah, very quickly, Lewis, the way Orlovsky phrased it on our show the other day was, football has never been as easy for Saquon Barkley as it is going to be in this offense when he look back at his career.
Yeah, theoretically it should be. It absolutely should be because of how good the personnel is that he's working with. But the key is how are they going to – look, when you say could he have a Christian McCaffrey-esque type of influence on this team, he sure could. But Kellen Moore, see, are you Kyle Shanahan? Are you going to use him that way? And are you going to stay true to your discipline? Because you know this, you can absolutely neutralize a good player by not utilizing them properly. That's what I'm talking about.
Kmart, Eagles, Cowboys. I know you're tired of talking about the Cowboys. Right this minute, I'm asking for your ESPN bet. Eagles or Cowboys to win the NFC East right now?
Oh, Eagles.
Eagles.
Eagles. Also, this too, Greeny, one quick thing. What happens when A.J. Brown is upset he's not getting the ball? How does Kellen Moore handle that this year as Brian Johnson had to handle it last year?
I don't know. Maybe he says take it up with Saquon's quads. Go have a conversation with that man's legs. I mentioned ESPN Bet. It's now live in North Carolina. As the official sports book of ESPN, it's the only place to find promotions from your favorite shows and personalities. New users in North Carolina get $200 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download today, North Carolina. Coming up, one voice you trust says the Bears need to do the unthinkable with Justin Fields. We'll tell you what we think right after this.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
All right, we are back on Get Up, bottom of the hour. Our next game is called Is That Ridiculous? With our man Lewis Riddick. Here we go. Lewis, if I said Derrick Henry makes the Ravens the best team in the AFC, is that ridiculous?
No, it's not ridiculous simply because of this. Look, I think, as we just talked about recently, Derrick Henry's explosive play component, he's not just 3 yards in a cloud of dust. He could make this offense much more explosive in terms of his ability to take it 80, take it 90 on you, just like the return of Keaton Mitchell will make it more explosive. They targeted him during the season last year, let alone trying to get him now in free agency. They know he's a difference maker. We all know that they still have to topple Kansas City off of their perch. But he puts them a step closer to doing just that when it matters the most.
Now, look, I mean, they were already, at least in the regular season, the best team in the AFC. Here's the next one. If I said the Cowboys have already lost the offseason, is that ridiculous?
Yeah, that's ridiculous simply because, look, the offseason doesn't just last 48 hours at the beginning of free agency. They still have time, but they got to get to work, man. They got to get to work. They got to get themselves cap compliant. They got to get Dak's contract restructured. They got to make sure that CD and Micah are going to be in the fold. And then they need to get to work on this run game, whether that be with a bargain basement free agent or in the draft. And in the draft, you better fix that defense. You better get some size. You better get some people who are suited to play November, December, January football on that side of the ball. There's still time, but the clock is ticking, man.
All right, and then one more. And I remain perplexed by this. If I said Justin Fields is going to be a backup quarterback next season, is that ridiculous?
No, it's not ridiculous. And quite honestly, I would put my money on that happening. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. I know in the short term, people will go, man, that just sounds preposterous. This kid hasn't been set up for success. And we all know that. We do know that. But right now, the market is speaking. The teams are speaking. If someone thought Justin was an immediate starter, he would have been traded for and he would be on someone's roster right now. So I think he needs to find the best situation for him in terms of quarterback room, head coach stability, structure around him in terms of the organization, and be willing to sit if that's what it takes in order for it to pay off down the road.
All right, so let me bring RC and Kmart in on this, and I want to start the conversation in this place with it, RC, because, look, when you're wrong, you're wrong. I mean, I am a huge believer in Justin Fields to the point that I've been like a broken record over the last, whatever it's been, 6 weeks of this conversation. But 31 NFL teams are telling me I'm wrong, and they can't all be wrong. So what am I missing, RC? If you're a person, if you're sitting in one of those chairs where they're evaluating their quarterback options, and you're saying one of my options is to trade, let's say, a third-round pick for Justin Fields, maybe pick up his fifth-year option, maybe not. It's still a heck of a lot less expensive than most of the. Why is everyone saying no to that?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know why everyone is saying no, or maybe everyone isn't saying no. Maybe the Chicago Bears are saying no. Maybe some of the things that you've seen, the Chicago Bears actually want to keep Justin Fields and not draft Caleb Williams. But let's say Caleb Williams is a foregone conclusion at one. A team sitting back, and if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders, do I go out and get Gardner Minshew, or do I go out and get someone with explosivity in their arms, someone that could create plays with their legs? I think Justin Fields would have been an upgrade over him. Rather than going out and get Russell Wilson, I would rather bring Justin Fields in to compete with Kenny Pickett, because that allows me to have a franchise quarterback of the future for the next decade if he works out. But someone is sitting back and evaluating, and they don't agree with us.
Right.
They don't agree with us that Justin Fields is that next guy to be a starter for that team. Or, like I said earlier, Ryan Poles has pulled the wool over all of our eyes, and it's all been about a weem away, a weem away. He's been the Lion King the entire offseason, and he's going to keep Justin Fields as his starter.
But we don't expect that. And Kmart, I know you don't
Why
think
do
that either.
Keep shooting it down?
So one of the things that could be going on here is that Ryan Poles may have overplayed his hand. He may have been asking for more at the beginning of this process. We don't know. And I suppose on some level we're never going to know. But explain it to me. What are people saying to you when you talk to them about why no one wants to give what little it seems in the big picture it would take to get him to get this kid?
So I talked to an NFL exec yesterday whose team was in the QB market. And I said, how could teams that need a starter or a backup not want Justin Fields? And he says, the longer we wait, the cheaper he becomes. Now, I personally think Pittsburgh should have gone after Justin Fields. Obviously, Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan disagree. But when you think about the Chicago Bears and Ryan Poles, and I still believe they're going to use that number one pick on Caleb Williams. But when you think about the position they're in, everybody knows they're going to take a quarterback. And it's a game of chicken. Negotiation, it's like, okay, well, we know that you got to get rid of him somehow. So either you trade him or are you going to release him outright? That would be great. That would be crazy. But teams are going to say, well, why don't we just wait? Why don't
Agreed.
We just wait? Again, I don't think a Gardner Minshew, like, that. Again, that seems like a stopgap where I look at Justin Fields as someone that I could build with for the foreseeable future. So I do think from a scouting perspective, teams might feel differently about Justin, but at the same time, they recognize that if the Bears want a two, we don't have to give them a two.
Well,
we can
so
wait.
That's an interesting game we're playing now, Lewis. So now all of a sudden, I'm just thinking about three places, because Mike T brought this up with us yesterday. Three places that signed quarterbacks this weekend that probably aren't thinking to themselves, well, we're set now. One of them is the Raiders with Minshew.
Minnesota?
One of them is the Minnesota now too. Also traded away Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And
Giants?
Also... New England.
Yeah.
They signed Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. Does that mean, okay, now we're set at quarterback? Now maybe they're taking one at three. But the point, Lewis, is maybe, to Kimberly's point, you're thinking, if you're sitting in that chair, you're thinking, I'll just wait another week. And the price will, as Fat Joe says, yesterday's price is not today.
Oh, greeny.
That's what I'm talking about.
Round of applause.
Go ahead, Lewis.
There.
What do you think?
I don't think Fat Joe made that up. that may be happening. In which case, what you're saying then is that Ryan Poles he kind of priced himself out of the market. He thought he could get something for Justin Fields that he simply can't. And he knows that as every day goes along, as his phone is not ringing off the hook and someone's not making offer, he knows the price is going down too. So really it's going to be on him. This is, again, assuming they're going to go ahead and take the quarterback, which I think they will, and that he is looking for the best deal. He knows, look, if I'm him right now, I'm trying to strike the best deal I can right now. Right now, because I know that with every day the price is going to go down and I'm going to look worse and worse and worse in terms of the people who I have to answer to when they say, look, he was a number one pick and all you could get was a sixth, a conditional seventh.
That's exactly.
You had to cut him. Like I'm sitting there going, like, right now I'm trying to make a deal. I'm trying and I'm not trying to hold, anybody's feet to the fire. I'm not trying to strong arm anybody. I'm going, look, make your best deal to me. Make it to me now. Because I also said I want to do good by the player. So it may be just that, teams just don't look at Justin the way many other people do. And I think more and more that is the case.
That would have to be it, though, Lou. Right? If Ryan Poles said at the combine, I want to do right by the kid, and if he also understands the longer that he waits, the less he's going to get for Justin Fields, this deal should have been done. He should have wanted to leave Indianapolis with this deal done.
Yeah.
And as more teams are getting quarterbacks and are filling spaces on their roster, it gets harder and harder to unload Justin Fields because it's not only like I'm going to give you less, I need him less.
But help me. I want you to be my analyst now, right? You're my NFL analyst. Does it make sense for New England? If you're New England, does it make sense?
It absolutely makes sense for New England. It makes sense for New England. It makes sense for Minnesota. It still makes sense for Las Vegas to me, depending on what happens in the draft. But if you're a team, you're going to wait until after that. And then now Ryan Poles, you're going to be sitting there with Caleb Williams in your quarterback room going forward as your franchise starter and Justin Fields. Why would I give you anything?
Right.
So if you're going to make that move, that move should have been made, Lewis.
But that's the point that Kmart is making, teams are waiting them out. Go ahead, Lou.
It only makes sense, right, if they believe that he is a better option than what they could get in the draft when you're talking about teams like New England, teams like Minnesota, teams like Las Vegas. If those guys are all players to maybe, you know, to either have to move up in the case of Vegas and Minnesota or even Denver for that matter, if they're all players to want to move up because they have their eyes on somebody, and if New England is sitting there thinking, look, we're sitting here at 3, we can take the guy that we want, then what incentive do they have to do anything right now with Justin Fields? They don't have any. And you know what? That's exactly what they're telling you. Whether we like it or not, that's what they're telling you.
So, Kmart, I mean, you are talking to people around the league. What do people expect to happen? Like, what does the league think? is Justin Fields eventually going to get traded like Mac Jones did for a sixth-round pick and wind up a backup?
That was the interesting piece because you saw Mac Jones go for a sixth, and you're like, you start thinking about Zach Wilson. Is he going for a can of potted meat? What's happening? All these guys. I don't think anyone knows. I think Justin Fields is the most curious of it all. But, again, going back to the draft, when he was in the draft, a lot of people felt differently. Some teams felt like he was the guy they would have taken. Other guys felt like, he's probably the third best quarterback available. So I think the scouting report on him was mixed to begin with. And now when you add in compensation, depending on what the Bears are asking, if it was a 2 and that's what they were trying to get, people weren't trying to give it.
I tell you what, the 30 for 30 on the 2021 quarterback draft is going to be unbelievable someday.
Unbelievably tragic.
That's what it's going to be. Champ Week continues at the ACC Tournament. Second round games, noon and 2:30 Eastern. We got Florida State, Virginia Tech. We got Notre Dame, Wake Forest. Both are on ESPN and the ESPN app. As we continue, is he going to go from MVP to just VP? Could Aaron Rodgers actually be both an NFL quarterback and a vice presidential candidate at the same time? We'll dive into that and we'll dive into this. Here we go, RC, from Hembo. Who is the only player in the NFL with 1,000 rushing yards in each of the last 3 seasons? Only one guy. Shouldn't be that hard to figure it out. See how you do.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
You can cut the tension with a knife in this studio. Everyone on the edge of their seat to see if RC gets it right. Who is the only player with 1,000 rushing yards in each of the last 3 NFL seasons?
Okay, so you start out with the likelies, right? So you think about guys like Saquon, Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey.
Right.
All of those dudes have been hurt. Then you try to go, okay, did Lamar do it? And you think maybe it's an AFC North guy. So you say like a Najee Harris?
Is that your answer?
Yes.
That's right! That's right!
What then?
You know what?
What then?
You kind of Al Pacino'd me on the answer there. Like, I wasn't sure you were giving me your answer. Like,
that was the answer, Greeny?
Yeah, it's the way Al Pacino.
Give it to him, Rex.
Give it to
Rex.
That's
was
exactly
here.
Right.
Rex would be giving you this.
That's
but
exactly
I give you the quick joint.
Najee Harris.
It's a quick joint, B.
I was so sure you weren't going to get it because you never once suggested during the break that you had it, but you came up with it based on the sneakiness.
I had it right away, soon as I thought, sneaky.
Yeah, exactly right. Sneaky, the sneakier the better. That's well done. All right. The trivia world is buzzing with that victory. The NFL world is buzzing with all the moves that have been made. Let's do a game of likely or unlikely. Hey, Lewis Riddick, if I said Russell Wilson will lead the Steelers to an AFC championship game, is that likely or unlikely?
I think it's unlikely. I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion that he's going to be the starter, and I'm sticking to it. I don't care what any of y'all say. All right, this is going to be a competition. First of all, all right? And second of all, you know that, you look, the AFC is a gauntlet now. It's a gauntlet. I love what they're doing. I love how this offensive line is getting stronger. I love the running backs. I love the defense. And I love me Mike Tomlin. I don't think Russ is leading them to an AFC championship game in 2024 simply because I don't know if he's going to be the guy pulling the trigger anyway.
That's put a pin in that one. We'll come back to it.
What school did Lewis go to, and what school did Kenny Pickett go to?
The answer is the same. RC.
Hey, yo, don't start that,
don't start
Ryan.
A fight out here now. RC, is it likely or unlikely that the Packers will win the NFC?
It's likely. You know, and that I love the way you phrased this question. Think about where this team was last year in the second half against the eventual champions of the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers. They were a half away from getting an opportunity to play in the championship. And so when you think about the way Jordan Love came along last season, Matt LaFleur matured as a head coach and a play caller, and not now adding pieces to that defense like Xavier McKinney, this is a team that's going to have an opportunity to win the NFC.
Right. That's a year after trading away Aaron Rodgers, who now may very well become a candidate for the vice presidency of the United States. Kmart, would you describe that as likely or unlikely?
You know what, Greeny? I'm going to say likely. You know why? Because it's the New York Jets. It's Aaron Rodgers. The universe knows that we can't go one day without talking about this man. And what better way can we celebrate the offseason than talk of Aaron Rodgers possibly being in control of having anything to do with this government. It's so bananas. Watch it happen.
Yes, and in fact, I mean, it's for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, this is a story in the New York Times that suggests that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running for president as an independent, has been talking actively with Aaron Rodgers about being his running mate, and that Aaron Rodgers has been actively having those conversations. So is he going to go from MVP to just VP? Sauce Gardner is in on the action. Sauce Gardner said, Aaron about to become the VP. That's why he ain't been answering my text messages. Look, people are asking me for my reaction to all this. At some point, you just have to laugh, right? I mean, you can't. Lewis was surprised earlier that I wasn't all upset. How upset about this can you possibly be? I mean, at some point, the New York Jets basically tore their entire franchise apart, said we're going to build absolutely everything about one human being. And it wasn't the wrong thing to do. It gave them a fighting chance to be something they haven't been for a decade, which is a laughingstock. They built everything around this one guy. He came in, four plays down, he goes, okay, we're going to have to wait another year. We're going to wait another year. Another year will go by a minute. And then what? He's running for vice president. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is literally, I downloaded the Mad Libs app on my phone today, and I tried creating a Mad Lib crazier than this, but I can't do it. It's not possible. Sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. RC, are we, Senator Clark from the great state of Louisiana, are we living in a world where Kmart's going to be at a press conference asking Aaron Rodgers, excuse me, Mr. Vice President, why did you check it down on 3rd and 9? It looked like you had the deep cross wide open. Is that going to happen?
Well, no, because neither of those two people are going to win. But if I was Aaron Rodgers, you dang right. If they came to me at any point and was like, RC, you can still do Get Up. You can still do First Take. Oh, by the way, you're going to be the vice president on the ballot. Hell yeah, I'm going to do it. And think about this. What have you been asking for, right? You said you wanted a quarterback with some presidential characteristics. How can you beat that?
I know.
You got one that's actually going to be on the ballot. Someone who is so highly thought of, so intelligent, carries themselves in such a confident way that you would want them to be your vice president candidate. You got it. And what better place than New York? You think this happens if he stays in Green Bay?
No.
No. The cheeseheads would not allow it. But you know who would allow it? The New York Jets. Okay. I would be in Joe Douglas' office today saying, Joseph,
If these people put me on this ballot, I still want to play quarterback. We got to change the schedule
because
we got a campaign.
So, yeah. So Lewis, I'm going to let you make one serious point here. I want you to imagine that you're Robert Saleh or Joe Douglas. And at some point, someone knocks on your door yesterday, right? Everything is going on.
It's your duty to America.
See, people already, the Jets haven't done enough in free agency. They made this move, that move. Need offensive linemen. What's going on? Hey, excuse me, coach, we have to talk to you. No, don't bother me right now. I'm busy. Coach, this is pretty significant. What is it? The New York Times is reporting that Aaron Rodgers may run for vice president. Lewis, take me inside that conversation.
That's the conversation, right?
Yeah.
I'm just taking my book and my papers, and I'm just going like this. And I'm going, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go lift. I'm gonna go get me a lift. I'm gonna go run some stadium steps. I'm gonna take a steam. I'm gonna go to Starbucks. Y'all do what the hell you want. That's what I'm gonna do. Cause you know what? That's the conversation. Honestly, think about this now. Think about this. In the history of the league, of the NFL, of the Shield, what head coach has ever had to entertain the fact that, look, I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
And our franchise quarterback, he might be on the vice president. He might be on the presidential ticket. No. In the history of the
Fantastic.
League.
Gosh. He's running.
There is no blueprint.
Jack Kemp at least waited until after he was done.
Hey, here's the thing, too, though.
What?
Looking at that offensive line,
what?
He might need the Secret Service to protect him. So now, at least you got extra protection.
That's right. They can't get through the security detail.
That's exactly
right. You just stop right there, TJ Watt.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. You know what? Mr. Vice President.
He's second in line.
Thank you.
He's got the nuclear
code. Protect that guy.
Seriously. For all the front offices, man.
Yeah.
All the front offices, look, and a lot of people watch this show. You can believe that are dialed in to get up right now. They're sitting there going, you know, they're right now. They're like hollering down the hallway. Are they serious? Is this really happening? You know those are the conversations happening right now.
I'm going to work on the campaign.
Can I tell you, being at the combine, a lot of people in the NFL were expecting the Jets to, no offense, to be terrible, even with Aaron Rodgers. So this now... Everybody in the NFL is like, I can't wait to watch this completely implode.
Let's face facts. Aaron Rodgers, at almost 41 years old, mm-hmm. coming off an Achilles tear,
yeah. mm-hmm.
while running for vice president,
yeah.
is still the best quarterback
yeah.
the Jets have, yeah. by far.
Yeah. I mean, which is why he will be allowed to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. What's our option? Go back to Zach Wilson? Mm-hmm. Is Zach Wilson all of a sudden third in line
no,
to the president?
No, you already traded him for potted meat.
Yeah, pay for Justin Fields.
Un-American. It would be un-American to not allow Aaron Rodgers to run for vice president. And because I want to be here to watch it implode so I can have something to talk about on Monday morning.
I mean, I literally, I've gone through a lot rooting for
you
this team in my lifetime. I'm not going to lie to you. What's the expression? I didn't have this one on my bingo card. Like, I did not have. Oh, Aaron Rodgers might run for vice president on my bingo card. We'll see what impact this has. I cannot wait till next Tuesday with McAfee because we got to get to the bottom of this. All right. Our ESPN Wednesday doubleheader starts with Jimmy Butler and the Heat hosting Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. It's at 7:30 Eastern. Then LeBron and the Lakers square off against De'Aaron Fox and the Kings. Our coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 7. Coming up next, First Take is on the way around the corner. They'll talk about Derrick Henry. Is it too soon to panic for the Cowboys? Molly, Stephen A., Mad Dog, RC, Shefty, and Kmart. And by the way, Kmart, you and I now have beef.
Ooh.
I'm going to show everybody why next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you.
All right, before we go, Kmart, you and I now have beef. This was me reading a promo earlier this morning, and you just left me hanging, and RC had to come in and give me the double fist bump.
Let me apologize. I'm just so used to curving people in life that I just did not see that fist bump there. But, Greeny, it's a big day. A lot of presidential matters to attend to here on the set of Get Up. Got a lot of things that I'm juggling, not just the show. Behind the scenes, Madam Secretary has a lot of...
I understand all of that, but you know that I'm just kind of barely holding it together. I mean, the future of my franchise, not to mention the
free world. Look how serious I was. I got stuff to do, bro.
Come on.
Okay, there we go.
Now I feel a little bit better. All right, enjoy the football all day long. First Take, now.